Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It made me think about something as a possibility that I'm sure, you know, isn't necessarily reality, but who knows? It comes from Jason. Jason wrote, Kevin, since they're not trading back and they've made that clear, why don't they just say it's Daniels if it's Daniels? We know that it's Caleb Williams to Chicago. Why not indicate whether it is directly or through really solid sources or through some sort of friend in the media that they're going to take Daniels? First of all, if they do know it's Jaden Daniels, maybe, just maybe, this is a bit of a reach, but it's a theory. Maybe the league doesn't want them to say that it's Daniels. Maybe the drama of what might happen at number two, the league wants to remain a cliffhanger until Washington's on the clock on Thursday night. You know, there's a massive audience, and everybody knows that the first pick is going to be Caleb Williams. But the big drama of the last few months has been what happens at number two, because that then creates the direction for New England and the Raiders and the Broncos and the Vikings, and there's a lot of drama around this number two pick. So I don't know that that's what's going on. I just thought to myself that it would benefit the telecast on Thursday night on ESPN and on the NFL Network if Washington's pick is unknown, and that there's a lot of drama when Roger Goodell gets handed the card and walks to the stage for number two, because there's not going to be any drama for number one. The drama at number one will be, there's no drama, and we'll actually know pretty quickly, because I don't think Chicago is going to take all of their 15 minutes to wait for one last-ditch offer. They seem settled on Caleb Williams. But, Jason, that assumes that they know it's Daniels. I believe that they have Jaden Daniels as their number one quarterback. I think Peters and Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury have had Jaden Daniels as the guy that they wanted to, you know, perhaps draft, you know, after they went through the entire process, maybe for a few months now. But we won't know for sure because they haven't told anybody for sure. You know, there's been some reporting here and there. Peter Schrager seems to think that Washington's locked in on Jaden Daniels. Albert Breer yesterday said that a team in the top 10 told me Monday they'd heard that any of the remaining issues between Washington and Jaden Daniels' camp have been smoothed over. We heard that and read that from Ralph Vacchiano at Fox as well. And Breer said, I'm not finding many people with rival teams that don't think the Heisman winner is DC bound. It certainly is the strong consensus at this point, the overwhelming consensus. We've gotten to that point where it would seem, reading the tea leaves, reading, you know, actual stories from credible reporters and draft evaluators, and not only is Jaden Daniels thought to be the second best quarterback in the draft, that the team with the number two pick will select him. There's been some J.J. McCarthy buzz here a little bit over the last week. But here we are on, by the way, one of two remaining days of discussing our football team without the quarterback that will be in place for a few years minimum. You know, a few years. We hope many, many years, but certainly a few years before things are settled as to whether or not they got it right or got it wrong. Anyway. That's just one idea. The league would certainly benefit from they're going to have a massive audience regardless, right? I mean, if people knew that it was going to go Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels 1-2, it's not like the audience would be that much different, but it might be a little bit different at the jump. I mean, there is going to be real drama when Washington is on the clock Thursday night as of now, and we will have, you know, several minutes, I guess. I don't know. Will they put the card up quickly? Will they sit there if they've already decided they're not going to accept any trades? And that's been the reporting. Of course, they could be lying about that. They could be posturing on that. But if they've got their mind made up and they're not trading back, will the card go up quickly right after Chicago's goes up quickly? Or will the league ask that Washington take their time to, you know, build the suspense? Washington may say, no, we want our guy to know he's our guy and that we didn't have to think any longer about it, that we've known all along and there was no chance we were going to sit there and wait for another offer. Personally, I don't know why any team that has a draft choice in any round wouldn't take every available second before turning in the card. I haven't sat in a draft room before, but we've certainly heard how many times you're on the clock and you get a call, and the call is an attractive call with respect to the offer being made. I don't know why you wouldn't sit there and take every available second and just make sure that somebody isn't out there thinking crazy and getting ready to act crazy. Why not? Can't hurt. Anyway. There you go. Thank you, Jason, for that. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. I am, as everybody knows at this point, if you listen to this show, I have been pro Jaden Daniels at 2 from the jump. Denton has as well. I think he's much closer to number 1 in this draft than he is to number 3 in this draft. I hope Washington takes him. I hope they come to the same conclusion. But if they don't, I am on board with whatever they do. And that leads me to this from Mark. Man, you are trustworthy. You've gone from the most cynical to the most trusting. Amen. I don't know why he said amen at the end, Mark, but yes, this is the first draft in 24 years, but really more or less 10 to 15 when we've known, you know, we really knew for about 10 years, those final 10 years, maybe the final 15 years of the 24 that Snyder was the owner, that this was nothing more than just an exercise in the suspension of reality, that it didn't matter what they did. They would either get it wrong, or if they got it right, they would screw it up once the player got here. This is a nice feeling. I am with, I think, a lot of you in that it just feels great to have an organization that represents your city, that represents your rooting interest, that is functional, that is more like the other organizations around the league and isn't the black eye of the league, isn't the laughingstock clown show of the league. It's nice to have that in place. You know, the free agency process, the coaching hiring process, the general Adam Peters would have never been here had Dan Snyder been the owner. Dan Quinn would never be here if, I don't think he would be, if Snyder was the owner. It's a totally new day, and that's why during the most horrific season on the field I can remember, 2023, we had already won. It was already a victorious 2023 campaign because we were headed towards this, the first off season of hopefully many, many more to come, of being at least a normal functioning organization, if not a highly functioning organization. Time will tell on that, but I'm excited about what they do. And as I've mentioned before, it's the perfect storm that you end up getting rid of, the stench of Snyder, and the new regime gets a clean slate that includes the most salary cap space in the league and the most picks in the top 100 in the league and the most that the organization's ever had. It is this blank canvas that Adam Peters and Lance Newmark and Dan Quinn and Martin Mayhew and Doug Williams. I read, by the way, several of you tweeted me that story, and I forget who wrote it. Somebody mentioned, or maybe it was Adam Peters himself that mentioned that Doug Williams had been very valuable in the process. We love to hear that Doug is involved in the process and Doug is contributing. Doug's been around a bit. On the quarterback front, I bet you Doug could give them a lot of advice. I think Doug gave some advice on various quarterbacks that ultimately were drafted by this team. It just wasn't paid attention to. This is going to be fun. Free agency's been crazy in the volume of players, but not really that nuts in terms of the money spent or the actual players added. But man, come Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday, this is the biggest opportunity this organization has had in a long time when it comes to the draft. And thank God it's not the old regime managing it. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be the pick. I feel strongly about that right now. I know that there's been buzz about J.J. McCarthy. I think ultimately Adam Peters and this group are going to settle on Jaden Daniels. Now, Diana Russini tweeted something out this morning. She tweeted out, Jaden Daniels was given a high grade by many teams. While the quarterback is cool with Washington, I'm told in his, quote, dream world, closed quote, he would reunite with Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, who was an assistant coach at Arizona State when he was a Sun Devil, or play under Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. That was what Diana tweeted out this morning. Look, I'm just going to tell you, I don't think anybody in an NFL front office is going to care about what the player's preference is. Look, we played back the interview yesterday with Greg Holcomb, who is a lifelong family friend and a lifelong quarterback coach of J.J. McCarthy. And he specifically said that J.J. and his family have places they want to go to and places, quite frankly, they don't want to go to. Of course. It's only natural. They have places they'd love to play, you know, in maybe cities or teams, or in the case of the Raiders with Jaden Daniels, a guy that he has great, you know, memories of. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. The idea that he has other teams that he prefers doesn't matter. It's not the way the NFL works. And from his standpoint, more likely than not, at 23 years old, going on 24, if it is a good place for him here in Washington, coaching staff, locker room, we know it's a great place to live. You know, a lot of people don't know that until they come here. You know, one of the interesting things about our city is that players that end up playing here that aren't from here end up loving it here more often than not, and sometimes more often than not staying here and raising a family here. We know what a great city and surrounding area the DMV is. But for him, it'll be about Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn and his teammates. And, you know, that's going to be a big part of him acclimating to a place that's brand new for a kid who's never been on the East Coast, never spent time on the East Coast, and will change his mind with respect to where he wants to be. Looking forward to finally getting to tomorrow. We will take some calls, more calls than we've taken. That is the plan. To get everybody in and on the record. We're going to make sure that some of our longtime callers are on the record with who they like. This is the conversation, quarterback, that we always remember. It's not going to be hard to remember my position. Jaden Daniels is my number one at number two, and it's not even close for me. But I'd be okay. I would. With Penix Jr. or Drake May. Maybe a little bit less so with J.J. McCarthy. Anyway. All right, when we come back, we will get to the Caps game last night. We'll get to some of the other things that happened in sports last night. Jay Gruden after that. Kevin Sciancio, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.